What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People are strange.
Strange.
Something strange.
Is that strange?
That is strange.
Strange.
That is strange.
Well, that is strange.
This is strange.
And welcome back to another episode of Strange Sauna, everybody. The saga continues. New Charlie Kirk updates. There's been a lot. We took last week off. And my oh my. There's been a dead man switch. Candace Owens comes out saying she has a dead man switch, so nobody better try to offer because she's got all this information going out to all these influencers. Who knows, right? You have Erica Kirk popping up, right? We were going to do this big breakdown of Erica Kirk, like her main video. There's like this psychology breakdown. If we have time, we'll get into that at the end of the episode. But dude, there's a guy out there. His name's, Baron Coleman. He's been diving into the Google searches that have been happening before the death of Charlie Kirk and all these names like the Lucy building, the Mauer or the whatever the gun's name is. Right. That's all kind of showing up in different countries. Like there's a country where they wear the tiny hats. Mm-hmm. There's I'm just saying Washington, D.C.
The tiny hats.
What do you think, Flex? There's a lot of stuff going on.
Literally you were away last week on a trip. I was getting organized for my trip that I leave tomorrow, kind of looking at stuff here and there, and I'm going in blind with some of this stuff because I've just been like, I want my blind reaction, but my reaction to what I am seeing is like, is this shit never going to end with this? Like,
dude,
especially with her. I'm sorry, but
with Erica Kirk,
we'll talk about it. Oh, I don't even want to spit on that name.
It's very strange with Erica. I mean, you're kidding, all of this stuff where she is now, she was unanimously voted like 2 days after Charlie Kirk was assassinated as the new CEO, right? Mm-hmm. You have this where like she has now been confirmed to take the lead with J.D. Vance. And it's just like, why is this all like, why are we getting the vice president involved? You know what I mean? Like, turning point like was said, supposed to be, yeah, it's like political, but.
Yeah. Like I said, a couple months ago, Trump's going to be out in a few months. Some kind of health issue. They're going to do something. Vance will be in. And this is the side of the coin they're going to flip. This is what they're playing on.
Right.
Just saying, because I don't trust Vance as far as I can throw Erica Kirk, either or.
Well, and then they're having this. This is the halftime show. At the Super Bowl, apparently this is going around, like the All-American Halftime Show. Like going, celebrating faith, family, and freedom with Turning Point USA. Like basically, don't subscribe and like give your attention to the whatever activities that are going on in the Super Bowl halftime, right? And those are usually pretty weird, very symbolic. Some people say satanic or whatever, witchcraft, right?
It has been for the last bit, and Bad Bunny is playing, and I'm like, oh, he's just,
I heard he got turned down, dude.
Is he not playing now?
I don't know. I'll have to check back in. I honestly haven't paid attention to the Super Bowl in a while, but
he was on Saturday Night Live, and he basically said, you've got till January to learn Spanish if you understand what I'm singing. And that was just a couple of weeks ago. But who knows? God, this is so draining with all this and the stuff that you and I were talking about just before the show that you found with the searches. And, you know, I've watched a few videos on her background and her mom, like the connection her mom had with the federal government. And
yeah, dude.
It's just like, it's just,
yep. The military industrial complex, all that stuff. Like she literally, like her mom moved there to get involved with the DOD and all that stuff.
I do get it. But I don't at the same time being like, are they making shit up so we have stuff to talk about to wake people up? Or are they making shit up so we have stuff to talk about cause more division and never clear anything up. I'm not sure which it is.
Right.
This is, listen, it was assassination or not, and I actually feel he wasn't killed now. I feel like he's in witness protection from this crazy ass hoe. I'm telling you right now, there's a honeypotting going on right there, but I don't know.
Right.
And then this, she's just everywhere and she doesn't look sad. You know, she doesn't, like, your husband got his throat fucking literally shot off.
Apparently this is Charlie Kirk's father and mother here.
Yeah, that looks like a man. Danielson, what do you think?
Yeah, and then I think, I don't know who this woman in the white coat is, but she was standing next to Erica Kirk during the, I guess this is just some sort of funeral service that they're having at the White House. I don't know, honestly.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's just odd, like, how close everything is to Donald Trump. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, Erica Kirk's dad or something helped build the Trump Tower, something along those lines. And it's just like, why is Donald Trump have to be involved with all of this? Like, Charlie Kirk, from my understanding, yeah, he supported Trump and his administration, and like, he's very conservative. But like, is it now like the White House's responsibility to jump in and run this show? Like, it's just, it's very strange. You know what I mean?
It's involved with Trump because it's part of the plan, Greg. Come on.
Right.
It's part of the plan. The plan.
Good old plan. Here is Erica Kirk standing next to the lady in white. So I'm assuming that might be her mom. I don't know. I'll just mute that. So,
and what was this? And forgive my ignorance, guys, because I really just stayed off this stuff the last week or so on purpose too. But what is this? Like, this looks more somber than the WWE show they put on.
Yeah.
So I would have expected this.
Yep. Well, so
and
this,
then down the road, and sorry, and then down the road, have something bigger, not within a week, where you got fireworks going off and, you know, 100,000 people. So what was this for, Greg?
It was like the Medal of Freedom. So it was like posthumously, whatever the word is, posthumous. Yeah. I don't know. I'm dumb, dude. Like, whatever. Like,
no, it's Friday. You just came back. I'm about to go away. So
yeah,
I get it.
He got this. So Erica Kirk was awarded this medal for Charlie Kirk.
For Charlie?
Right. Yeah. And it like says his name on it. And she's like, it's the first time there was a cross on the back. You know what I mean? So she's just kind of showing this off. And that's why they were there. He was going to, like, Donald Trump awarded Charlie Kirk this medal. So it is what it is. Whatever. It's just very, very political. Like, they are milking Charlie Kirk's death for sure. Like, TPUSA, I've heard, has like thousands and thousands of new like chapters that have opened, new followers, all this stuff. Right. So I don't know. It seems like, I don't want to say they're benefiting off of his death, but damn, dude.
I agree with Richard. Like, in all the jewelry, like, bling bling. Like, what are you, like, are you releasing a rap album? Like, what the fuck? Take that shit off. Like, show some humble. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Right.
It's left a bad taste in my mouth weeks ago, and now it's like I want my tongue sterilized. I'm like, this is just, it's just gone on and on and on. And I'm scared about what's going on in the background. Is your government still shut down?
Honestly, I haven't even checked. I don't even care because at this point.
If you're still paying taxes, then the government hasn't shut down. Just to let you guys know that. So if you're still paying taxes, the government's still working. So
exactly. Right. Money's going somewhere, I guess.
That's it. And not to you.
Well, so before we get into the Google searches, I do just want to do some like quick follow up of things that have happened in the past couple of weeks since we haven't covered it. Right. Over on Telegram, I have this. So you have Candace Owens posting the text message chain. This has been covered and covered again. But the main point in this text message chain is that Charlie Kirk, and this isn't a text message. This is a Telegram chat. You can
Telegram
clearly tell
chat,
by the background of this. This is a Telegram chat.
Yeah.
But Charlie Kirk is just saying, just lost another huge Jewish donor, $2 million a year because we won't cancel Tucker. I'm thinking of inviting Candace. Someone responds, ugh. And then Charlie Kirk continues and just says, Jewish donors play into all of the stereotypes. I cannot and will not be bullied like this, leaving me no choice but to leave the pro-Israel cause. Right?
Right.
And that is the whole theory, is that because Charlie Kirk was kind of becoming or distancing himself from the pro-Israel cause, people are saying that Israel took him out or something. That's the conspiracy, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of weird evidence with this Google search activity that shows Israel searching for these terms like Tyler James Robinson, the Lucy Center. There's different terms that are found to have spiked
before all this happened.
Right. Yeah.
But that's
the thing. And we'll get into that, because there's like IP addresses. You can make it look like a different country. So I want to approach that with some caution. But that's the big thing, is that you had these texts, or this, they keep calling it a text message chain, but it's just a message chain. Andrew Colvett, the TPUSA spokesman, who said Charlie Kirk had the neck of steel and stopped the bullet within his neck. I mean, you can believe everything he says from now on. He came out and confirmed that the chat messages were real. So here
is the second red flag. Was the sign.
Shoot, hold on. Here we go.
To address some of the things that have been going around on public, namely about a group text chain that has been made known and released by Candace Owens. And I just want to address it head on, because, you know, that was a text grab, a screen grab that I had shared with people. So it is authentic. And I want to go into it, because I actually am really excited that the truth is out there.
He's really excited that the truth is out there. Do you think he's excited about that?
No.
Nah.
And like I was saying, like, I don't know how any of this is legit, because if you're on the screen in front of us on this type of platform, and they haven't been told to shut up or taken out or something happened to them, I just feel like they're all, closed opposition, I don't know, man. I don't know. Just because they say so doesn't mean so. That should be one of our shirts too, Greg. Got to write that one down.
Right. Well, you're saying like Candace Owens might be controlled opposition, right?
Yeah. I mean, like any Joe Rogan, any of these, they might have not started off that way, but like none of them got canceled, none of them got banned, like Nino,
right?
All these guys.
Well, not only that, but you got to look at their sponsors. I mean, they have a ton of sponsors. Candace Owens reads through, 3 minutes of sponsors every show. And one of them is Oracle.com. I mean, that's Larry Ellison's Oracle. That's,
Oracle. Yeah.
Larry Ellison is one of your sponsors, Candace Owens? Like, really?
Yeah.
So everybody has to take a look at that and just be like, okay, how does she make her money? I don't know. It's just one of those things where you just have to kind of take it with what you get, because
we should do a deep dive on her one day, because there's a lot attached to her.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And
indeed.
Now stuff with Joe Rogan, too. It's very interesting. We could literally do episodes on certain people for a full hour and be like, here it is. Here it is. You tell us what you think, because if they're on a platform and they're in our face and they're not being shadow banned. And Greg, you know what that's all about with your former co-hosts and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And Vinman in the chat raises a good point. He says there is also a controversy whether TPUSA is registered as a 501c3, which means they cannot participate in any political campaign activities such as endorsing or opposing candidates.
Interesting.
So it is one of the Richards, like, he doesn't think that they are a 501c. So there is that controversy going around. I've heard that. It's just one of those things that's popping up.
Yeah.
One of the things that Candace Owens pointed out was something about George Zinn. Now, he said that, or she said that George Zinn had to go to the hospital. So after his arrest, he had to go to the hospital, and allegedly he told the medical staff that he was being paid to say that he was the shooter. Now, there's no other evidence out there. Like, no one else has come out saying this. It's only coming from Candace, right? Because she has these two main hotlines that are for tips, right? Tips and whatever, like, information people can reach out to her. And so apparently medical staff have reached out to her and told her that, yes, George Zinn admitted that he was.
How is she getting everything? That's the thing, right? Like, I know you're a journalist. Back in the day, you would have a journalist go undercover or do investigation. It would take weeks, and then they would come on to primetime NBC or something, 60 Minutes, and then disclose their findings.
Right.
This chick is getting them like on an hourly or daily basis.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, huh, who's giving you all this?
Yeah. It's one of those things, man. Like where it that's the problem with Candace. It's like, it's only secondhand information. It's not like true source, like valid data. It's not like a real source document.
Not like what we do here. Everything here is documented, folks. This is true source.
There you
and
go.
For entertainment purposes only.
Exactly. Don't trust us. Go look it up. So that was one thing that came out. So we'll keep an eye on that and see if that's possible. If there's any possible leads there, you know, and he had the kitty corn. I'll just call it kitty corn, child corn.
Who?
As George Zinn, he had it on his phone.
Well, of course.
But it's like, you knew you were going to be arrested. You said, I'm the guy, shoot me or arrest me, right? And then you just have child corn on your phone. You know that the police are going to go.
Yeah.
So it's just very strange. It's very suspicious.
Everything's suspicious. Everything on this show is suspicious. That's why it's called Strange Sauna. It's strange is suspicious.
There we go.
You know, straight up. And the thing is, this is the guy that was at the bombings, 9/11. So he seems like he's a plant that they planted.
Absolutely.
Lost for some reason, his pants fell down when he was being carried off. Like,
right. Just bizarre.
This is bizarre, man.
Bizarre, dude.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
You know,
I had a couple clips from the Sticky Green Beret. This was Valhalla VFT, and this Sticky Green Beret guy is like a vet. So he's seen people's foot being blown off. He's seen a lot of different stuff. Like he was talking about the lack of blood.
Shit.
Yes, he was talking about the lack of blood though, and that's one thing that I kind of want to get into a little bit here, because there's been some new footage that kind of shows there's the lack of blood, especially on Charlie Kirk himself. So I want to play this and then get your opinion on it here. So here we go.
On the table where he was sitting at, right?
Here, I got to rewind this.
This is sketchy. So we're going to watch that. We're going to watch that next, guys. Just watch their hands, right? All these guys are supposed to be treating Charlie Kirk. He just got shot in the throat, in the carotid. As we watch this. And the guy there in the center, you'll see in a second.
So everybody just listening, they're looking at the guys working on Charlie behind the table.
If they're working on him.
Right.
You know. Plugging up that neck hole. There's no blood on their hands.
No one has blood on them anywhere.
No. Nope,
handing things off. Very
handing
weird.
Shit off. Like look right there. Hand off. Either that or he's touching the guy's junk.
Excuse me.
I don't know what's going on there, but.
All right. So we've seen everyone's hands, everyone who's supposedly trying to stop the bleeding of this carotid artery, gunshot wound. And there's no blood at all on anyone. Alex. Vasin 18 Delta, what is the likelihood when someone is shot in the carotid artery and you go down to treat them that there is no blood on anyone?
Zero. Because the first thing you're going to do is apply pressure, and you're not just going to. I saw in the video, they're like, oh, maybe he's just that guy, his one hand you don't see, he's doing it. It's not a one hand thing. You're not just going to kind of reach in there and be like, oh, yeah, I think I got it. You know, like. Yeah. People are grabbing towels, taking off shirts, whatever, in order to apply pressure to the neck. You know, like, and for me, even they lift his arm, and his own arm comes by him, and he just shot in the neck and fell forward out of the chair. I would imagine you can't see it, but probably onto his front where his arms are, and there's no blood.
Mm-hmm. Nope. And I have a picture of that. Let's see if I can find it here. And I have a picture of the scene, that exact spot where the chair fell over, where he is on the ground. And again, I'm not claiming this is fake video or anything. I'm just saying very bizarre that the people who should be trying to save this man's life obviously did not. It's either nefarious or massive incompetence, because like you said, someone would have had blood on their hands. I'm burying my hands in that artery to try to stop the blood, screaming at the guy next to me, take your shirt off so we can get that, pound that in like there's gauze in there, get pressure on that. And there's 100%. There's
none of that going on.
And then you see this, which is the after.
Yeah, this is crazy. Yeah.
And if we look at this,
nothing.
Guys, there's a tiny little bit of blood on the table where he was sitting at, right? We see that there. There's no blood on the grass. There's no blood anywhere.
No.
Like, Alex, with gunshot wounds, not even ones that aren't arterial. We're talking about an arterial gunshot wound. There's just no blood.
I've seen more blood from someone losing half a foot. I've seen more blood from someone hitting a booby trap, losing half a foot.
More blood. So, we've all seen the video of Charlie Kirk, right? There's absolutely no blood down there, right? That was the undershot of the table where they kind of show the hatch door or whatever whatever door.
No blood on his shoes or shirt when they're carrying him to the van. My cat scratched me right here. This bled all night.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So, that's a massacre right there.
Like, cried out loud. This cat scratched me by accident, bled all night.
Yep.
All night. And I'm sitting there saying, this guy had his throat shot. So
yeah,
what I think is happening here is either he's in witness protection. People in the chat are talking about the trap door. There's something going on there,
dude.
But when they're keeping him or somebody to the SUV, there's no blood on anybody, on any of their shirts or their shoes. There's nothing dripping. There's nothing at all. It looks like his head is up.
Yeah.
So
that's
he's
the
not
video
limp.
I'm going to play next.
Yeah. So,
in this video this is them.
If he's safe, if that's the case, and they just threw him in the trap door and said, you're going to Disneyland for a week.
Well, this is them transporting him into the SUV, right? So this is behind where he was sitting, and everybody's seen this before, but this video is going to point out his white shoes. And like everybody remember, he was gushing out blood from his neck onto his own body. And there is no blood on his shoes.
It would be on their arms. It would be on their hands.
Right.
Maybe at this point, if it's packed in, might not be dripping, but none of these guys have blood on them at all.
Right.
At all. Like, videos don't lie. So
yeah, exactly, right? Videos don't lie.
Those that are in the chat that want to argue about it, like, there it is, folks. We just had guys who have witnessed this shit say there'd be a lot more blood than what we're seeing.
Right. Here, let's play this here.
Ambulance anywhere. In an event like this, they would typically leave the body and there would be fire department, there'd be police, there'd be EMTs, ambulance all over the place. And all these guys around him are associated with him, which is very strange. Number two, look at the white tennis shoes. All that blood coming out, that was definitely coagulated looking. It was like a deep dark purple instead of more of a lighter viscosity and a lighter color red like normal blood. There's no blood on his shoes, and there's no blood on the ground anywhere. The next thing is, we've all seen when people get knocked out or anything like that, we've seen fighting, their heads they're lifeless. His head is lifted up in this.
Watch this, you guys. Watch his head. Because, right, it's like someone who's knocked out, passed out, their head is limp. Like, the neck is limp. His head is he's supporting his own head. Right? So watch this.
and it doesn't look like anyone's holding his head, he's doing that. His head would have been right folded backwards, like down towards his right shoulder. And then they throw him in the back of an SUV.
Now, maybe we just don't have a good look at this, and maybe the hands are supporting somewhere that I just can't see. Yeah, so I could be wrong, right?
Fair enough. But the blood doesn't lie. Like, none of these guys are covered in shit at all.
Well, and then people were saying, well, obviously he lost so much blood that his heart stopped pumping. But it was reported early after this like event that his heart, like he was, you know, resuscitated. But I'm like, why would, if his heart stopped, why was nobody performing CPR on him like right there and then wait for an ambulance and just, I don't know.
And if his heart stopped, you would have seen more blood at the actual, where the incident took place, which there was nothing. And there should have been paramedics there. You know, when you have X amount of people there, there's just a lot. Like literally we're 4 or 5 weeks into this and we're still saying the same shit that people are still disagreeing with. And it's like, disagree all you want, guys. Like this is video that they've put out. This is not Greg and I AIing this shit or editing this shit. This is in your face. This is what they're giving us. And that's why I'm sitting there saying, like, are they making this super easy for us on purpose? I don't know. Just to talk while they're doing stuff in the background. I mean,
that's the hard part about all this is like, because we can't trust the main story that the FBI is giving us, we're left to our own devices. And yes, some of them are a big ass stretch. I will admit that. Yeah. But a lot of this stuff just doesn't add up. You know what I mean? No. Like that video. Yes, I admit that his neck could possibly be supported in some other fashion, right? He could be carried like with a hand behind the head that we just don't see.
Yeah.
But the lack of blood is shocking. Candace Owens even said that she didn't see any blood from behind. Right. The TPUSA photo or the videos in 4K, she didn't see any blood from behind. Mm-hmm. That's odd. You would expect to see a lot of blood. Right.
Especially where it was shot. If he was shot in the heart or the chest, maybe the shirt kind of absorbs it. But this dude was shot in the neck, you know.
Right.
From behind, from the side, from the microphone exploding. I mean, who knows? It's just it will be released one day and the files will be redacted. It will come out in 25 years, you know, when Greg and I may still not be doing the show anymore. And we're like, we told you, but everything's redacted. So we're never going to find out about any of this, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
and at this point it's entertainment. I hate to say that because I don't think anyone got shot or killed. I feel confident saying like, yeah, that's why really it's just, they're entertaining us with this malarkey that they're pulling on us. It's just like one thing after the other. Bad script writing, as someone said in the chat.
It is, dude. I mean, I don't think, and I watched, it was Baron Coleman who said this, like, I don't think they expected people to dig this much into the death of Charlie Kirk. Right? Like, I don't think they expected every camera angle to be examined, every piece of evidence. I think that they wanted this thing swept under the rug and just move on to the next. Like, hey, let's just treat this as, you know, whatever.
But they keep adding more and more shit.
Yeah.
That's easy to pick apart.
Yeah. For example, new ring cam footage from one of these houses. I'll try to find the video, but here's some still shots that shows Tyler Robinson with a blue backpack.
Completely different.
And so people are saying, well, he changed his clothes. That's one thing, but he's got to change his backpack too. Because this is what we are shown of the shooter walking up the stairs at UVU, right? The guy in all black.
It doesn't even look like the same body type and frame.
Exactly.
You know, there's just the face, even when the face is everything is the face is contoured differently, different cheekbones and stuff. And again, this is the stuff they're putting out. All we're doing is just showing you here, guys, you tell us, does this look right? Not look right?
And I mean, who knows if this is even Tyler Robinson? It looks like what he's wearing, right? And because this guy's like really skinny versus this guy, he's got somewhat of a build, right?
Exactly.
His arms and shoulders.
Greg knows. He's doing some lat pull downs and lateral raises.
Yeah, you dude. I work those. Out like this guy's not working out here in the maroon shirt. So I don't know if I can believe that, right? And I don't even know if that's Tyler Robinson. Like, any of this is just all speculation at this point. So, and then you have Kash Patel saying everybody who's like contributing to these conspiracy theories is making it worse. And I'm like, well, dude, you are making it worse.
Yeah, exactly. You shut your mouth. Oh, within 33 hours, we got the information and we'll see you in Valhalla. Shut the fuck up, Patel. Come on. Like, sorry, bro. Come on.
Right.
Come on. You guys are the ones that are giving us stuff to talk about. Actually, don't shut up because then you give us something to talk about. So
okay.
Keep running better. Your lips like fish out of water. Smack them right off. Let them flop around. Say what you want, Mr. Patel, who's always eyes wide open like he's done a line of coke or heroin or something.
Exactly. Well,
right before every show.
So let's get into these Google searches, okay? Because like James Lee, we've all seen him. He's an investigative reporter. He has his own podcast. He is the one who I initially saw report on this, and it was the work of Baron Coleman that he was referencing the entire time. But I want to play his videos because he sums up Baron Coleman's findings very nicely. And so I want to play those in a nice little neat package for you guys. And then I want to go through the trends that Baron Coleman has found, because some of them are very, very spicy, I will say.
Spicy.
Very spicy. All right. So let's play this first video from James Lee, and then we'll play another one from James Lee. Here we go.
I'm about to show you a set of coincidences for you to ponder, but for my safety and your safety, please do not come to any conclusions. Deal? Cool. This is Tyler James Robinson, the alleged shooter of Charlie Kirk, who a lot of us now know by name. But according to Google Trends, somebody, maybe multiple, in the DC metro area was searching for Tyler James Robinson one day before the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Okay, you see this big spike over here? That's on September 12th. That's when we all found out through the news who he was and started Googling his name. But this small spike on September 9th, that's kind of weird, don't you think? Now, what about the Losee Center, the building where Tyler Robinson allegedly shot Charlie Kirk from? Well, again, for some reason, a small number of people in the Washington, D.C. area was Googling Losee Center 2 days prior to Charlie Kirk's assassination, September 8th, 2025. What is that all about? Once again, this is when we all heard about it, and some group of people over here 2 days prior was, just having fun Googling Losee Center. Now, what about a Mauser 98? You've heard of that? Well, evidently, there was pretty much no interest in the Mauser 98 until August 27th, when somebody, once again, in DC was like, I am curious about the Mauser 98. Once again, to reiterate, these are all just coincidences. And since this information has gone viral, people are now reporting that all that data has now been scrubbed. And so this is what it looks like now. Nothing to see here. I'm about to show you a set.
So that is one thing that I wanted to point out. And it's some people are saying that the sound is choppy. Close and reopen.
Close and reopen. YouTube sometimes can screw stuff. So we're not going anywhere. Close, reopen, and you should be okay, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. So essentially what James Lee was reporting on is that the Mauser 98, the Losee Center, Tyler James Robinson, all reported or all searched for days before, if not the exact day before Charlie Kirk was shot. Right. And so it's very strange that like Tyler James Robinson, like who's searching that name the day before? Right. I get the Mauser 98 because you might like want to search up something for a gun. But like you look at the stretches where the trends do not exist. And it's like there's a peak on the day, a blank spot. And then another peak right after the shooting, because everybody wants to know about the gun. They want to know about the Losee Center. They want to know about Tyler Robinson. Right. And so James Lee made another video because Baron Coleman kept on coming out with these videos. He's been making a video every week for the last month. So here's the next one with the new evidence.
You guys have heard, once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, three times is enemy action.
That's the medical examiner. It is a woman named Dr. Deidre Weiss Amaro, and she blew in from California. She was announced as the new state medical examiner in May of 2024. So I'm interested in learning as much as I can about this medical examiner. I'd like to know more about this medical examiner.
You know who else wanted to know more about Dr. Deidre Amaro? It's our friends over there in the state of Israel. But check out this date, June 30th, 2025. A sudden spike in the interest of the head medical examiner of the state of Utah, Dr. Deidre Amaro, emanating from, once again, the state of Israel, for reasons unknown. What about Timpanogos Regional Hospital, the hospital where Charlie Kirk was declared dead? Well, there's pretty much no interest in Timpanogos Regional Hospital in the state of Israel, because why would there be? Except this spike that happened about a month before Charlie Kirk's death. That is very odd. And it was a surgeon from this hospital that told us that Charlie Kirk was a quote-unquote man of steel and that his body stopped a bullet that would typically just go through everything, and it was an absolute miracle. We don't know yet which surgeon supposedly said that, but here are a few surgeons who work at Timpanogos Regional Hospital. We got Dr. Stephen Nealman, Dr. Robert Patterson, Dr. Lee Peterson, Dr. Lee Trotter, just to name a few. I wonder if anybody was searching for these folks.
Stephen Nealman, July 18th, 2025. This was that of our friends on the other side of the planet over there. Very curious about the surgeons in Utah, you'll find out. Robert Patterson, MD, July 23 and 24. I go to the next one, Lee Trotter. Someone with an IP address originating in Israel, looking up surgeon Lee Trotter, near about that same July 20 time period. Are there other surgeons in the area? Yeah, as a matter of fact, there is. There's a guy named Lee Patterson. So I look up Lee Patterson. Somebody with an IP address originating in Israel in the week of July 20, that week on either side of July 20, was very interested in all the people who practice surgery at Timpanogos Regional Hospital in Orem, Utah.
So yeah, I don't know. We can either believe that there just happened to be a few people in the state of Israel in the month of July and August who were very interested in finding out more about a certain regional hospital in the state of Utah and who the state's head medical examiner was and, you know, the different surgeons in the area. Or maybe there's just one too many coincidences to not investigate further. Oh, and by the way, I just checked what Google Trends looks like now. And yeah, looks like absolutely nothing to see here, guys. You guys.
Yeah, so Google Trends has been deleting these after Coleman has been reporting on these. And that is one thing that he was saying is like, even during his live stream, he had them all pulled up. He has the data downloaded. He has the screenshots. So he has this all collected. Mm-hmm. But he goes back to select the specific region, the metro area, and it's gone, dude. So, like, these are being scrubbed in real time. And I'm just wondering, why weren't they scrubbed to begin with, you know?
Yeah. And to be a devil's advocate and think on the other side of it is people could have VPNs and they could be making it look like Israel is doing this. You know what I mean? Like that'd be one way for one government to make it look like the other place is doing it with a VPN. So it's hard to tell.
Exactly.
It's hard to tell, you know, so you gotta think of both sides of it being like, if you got a VPN, I use a VPN and it says I'm in Oregon, like mm-hmm. we're, you know, Washington State, New York, dude. LA, whatever. So yeah, just think about that. But it is strange if they're deleting that. But I think this is all just covering up something else that's been happening. Like there's a lot of push into this digital ID stuff over in UK and stuff here. So I think the longer they can push the Charlie Kirk stuff, the more we're talking about it and not seeing what's being done down the road, because this is like now the fifth week.
I mean the digital stuff is definitely coming. To me, there's nothing you can do to really stop that. I mean, you can raise awareness all you want, but like,
you can't do shit,
right? If something is saying like, hey, we gotta you know, I don't know, if someone says like,
massive, the majority of people say fuck you and protest against it, and they tested that with COVID and they saw how many people were in complacence and complied with it. So Yeah, but I just feel that's just a way for when it does pop up, we'll be like, when did all this get passed in law? When did all this happen? And I think it's happening all now with the Charlie Kirk stuff still being at the front of everything, right?
Right.
You know, this and the peace deals and all that other stuff.
So getting into so the guy that was in the video other than James Lee, but the guy that James Lee was playing, I should say, was Baron Coleman. And if you look up Baron Coleman, he used to be like a radio show or like he used to be on the radio. I don't know if he is still a lawyer. I think he still might be because he talks about how he has a job, how he doesn't really need to take money from people because people are like, hey, can we give you super chats? He's like, keep your money. I'm just doing this for fun. And
give us the super chat.
Yeah. I mean, eventually we'll see if YouTube allows us to get monetized. But hey, if not, we do have a Cash App. So go ahead and send it that way or PayPal.
That's it.
But it's one of those things where I watched through his videos today. He has five videos out, I think, five or six. But most of these screenshots that I got were from his channel. So I do want to like give him props for that. So you guys can go.
And his channel wasn't banned or taken down because if they're taking it off. No, eh? Interesting.
Yeah,
so they're taking it off the internet, but they're not taking his shit down yet.
Well, he has a smaller kind of channel here for now. We'll see. He might.
Yeah.
He might blow up. But like. It just depends because like James Lee sharing his stuff is definitely going to get some. Traction.
Get some eyes on him. Definitely get some eyes on him.
Here we go. So let me share this. So everybody can just type in Baron Coleman, Real Baron Podcasts. And he was at 4.2 subscribers today. So he's already gone up like 500 subscribers in just, you know, a couple hours. Woo-hoo! But you can watch through all these videos that he's done. In one of the videos, though, he does address these Google searches being erased. And I do want to play that. And then I want to play something that he said later when somebody left a comment about Candace Owens. And I think this is very interesting because it kind of is a way to sift through who you can trust as far as an influencer goes.
Yeah.
So check this out.
Guys, I think if you go back and watch this today, if you watched last week, if you watched the week before, a pattern emerges. Especially if you go back and try to replicate any of these searches, because they disappear. They disappear. I showed them on my screen. I saved them. I saved the screen caps. I downloaded the data and saved it. They're impeccable. They are fact. They're fact. But they tend to disappear. Who has the power to make things disappear from Google? Not me. If your humble host had done any kind of Google searching, and I thought, oh, shoot, someone is getting on Google Trends and finding all my crazy searches that happen to line up precisely with what would be need to be searched to plan a murder in front of 3,000 people in broad daylight in Utah. I wouldn't be able to get those things removed. Google wouldn't remove them for me. If some lunatic on a VPN was doing it, they probably wouldn't disappear them for that either. So I think the fact that these searches tend to disappear in the hours and days after I do these shows says a lot. And I'll say this, I get all the, and I got one in the comments here. You should send it to so-and-so. You should send it to so-and-so. You should send it to so-and-so. I have sent very few of these searches to people. And I can tell by which ones disappear who in the media can be trusted with this information. Mm-hmm. How about them apples?
Only strange song.
I have sent different searches to different members of the media. Some of those searches have disappeared before I go live on this program. Some don't. Leads me to believe some people in the media are running that up the chain. Holy mackerel, get rid of this, or somebody noticed this, or somebody saw this, and then I go back to try to replicate the search, and it's not there. But I send a different search to a different media person, and it doesn't disappear. I can draw conclusions from that. I'm allowed to. It's a First Amendment right.
Yeah. So, right? So.
Interesting.
He can send it to different people and it disappears.
It's a little scary.
I mean, it's expected, right?
It is. But is it disappearing if you're on Safari or Google? Like, is he, what's he using as his search engine too, right?
Well, it's just GoogleTrends.com. Like, you just, it's just a website, right? It's an aggregator on a website. And so it shouldn't matter which browser you use. And somebody asked him an odd question here. Or I shouldn't say ask him a question. They state something.
Well, that might ensure some of the stuff gets deleted.
So I'm gonna have to read the comment. It's from Sausage Biscuits. Okay. The comments the comment says, I sent a link to Google Translate search to Candace Owens. And listen to what he says.
Well, that might ensure some of the stuff gets deleted.
Well, that might ensure some of the stuff gets deleted.
Mm.
And what it makes it sound like is that Candace Owens might be one of the ones that he sends stuff to, and then the Google searches get deleted. And sure enough, he in later episodes, he does talk about that. And it's not, right. Originally I thought that maybe it's because she was one of those influencers that he couldn't trust. And they're like, hey, right. they're rising it up the chain, get rid of this. It could be that. Like, I'm not closing that avenue out for sure. But he is under the impression that because she is such a large influencer, these search whatever's, like, once she starts digging into it, then they cut the tie. Like, they are monitoring her or doing something. But I'm like, I don't know which one makes more sense, you know?
None.
Right.
Sausage Biscuits should have been your nickname, Greg.
Sorry. Oh, dude, I know. I totally missed out on that.
You missed out on that one.
maybe someday, you know.
Someday.
But hey,
but that's know? That. But that's an interesting point. Being like, if it is getting erased on her end after she exposes it again, how is she able to still have a platform and not be taken down? You know,
exactly.
It's like what we said with Trump. If they really wanted him dead, he'd be gone.
Right.
He like these are some evil fucking people out there. Like they'll take you out. And I'm just like,
well, and not only that, but they wouldn't do it in such a public manner. They would do it in a discreet fashion that made it look natural, like a heart attack, you know, like some sort of
use the heart attack, car the heart crash. Attack gun, a little poisoning, a little blow up of the plane. Right. You know, I don't know.
And that's why the Charlie Kirk thing is such an oddity, because it was like a sending a message. Like that's why you do public assassinations, is to send a message on, hey, you're either going down the wrong road, or if you start going down the wrong road, this is what's going to happen to you, that kind of thing. Yeah. Right.
Whether it was real or not, it was horrible to see, like, honest to God, like it was like a 9/11 kind of like a shock to your system. I'm trying to find the right words here, but the fact of the matter is, like, if they wanted you to see it, they had you see it. And whether it's real or not, it was still horrible to witness and experience. But at the same time, it's basically like, I'm just thinking of it being like, they're sending a message, Greg, you're right. They're sending a message. Yep. That's like Jan 6, they don't want people protesting with the truckers protest up here in Canada. They didn't want people protesting. So they got on both those things very quickly and to scare people. And here now, you know, they're scaring people to be like, you can't have freedom of speech because we'll shoot you in the neck.
Right.
And then spend the next 5-6 weeks writing some bad script or writing around it.
I don't know. And that's one thing that Baron Coleman wants to be very clear. He's not making any accusations. He's a lawyer. So he covers his ass wherever he can. He's like, I'm just showing you the data. I'm showing you the fact. This is facts. I'm just showing you. It's weird. I'm not saying any conclusions. I'm not saying anyone's guilty. I'm saying it is weird. Right. And so that's all he's saying. Yeah. I want to go through some of these trends, though. And so this first one is Tyler James Robinson. So Coleman shows that Tyler James Robinson was searched on September 9th, 2025. This is exactly one day prior to the assassination. The search amount was large enough to cause a blip in all of the data when scaled to the entire United States. There were significant peaks on September 9th in Washington, D.C. and in Huntsville, Alabama. Now, I wasn't sure why he chose Huntsville, Alabama, because he chose these different locations. And in Google Trends, I guess we should just explain what Google Trends is. Google Trends is a way to search what other people are searching. So you can go into Google Trends and you can say strange sauna conspiracies, right? And you can see we have several peaks around the Charlie Kirk assassination because we've been doing shows heavily on this. People are interested in it, right? Mm-hmm. You can do it on NFL football. You could do it on any topic you want. And you can see what people are searching all throughout the thing. And the interest over time here, I can just show you. Here is Tyler James Robinson selected for the United States as the region past 7 days. And this is what it shows. And he did this on September 18th or so. And so that's why I said past 7 days, because this is from right, the video right. He posted on September 18th. And or at least it was like around there. September 18th doesn't make sense if you. Anyway, he posted this video. He did this search. I don't know when he took this screenshot, but it says right here, you have this little blip. I can't really hover over it without the caption, but you see that little blip in the flat line off to the side there on September 9th. And yep. That was at 7 p.m. And you have two people, right? Or at least it's an index of two. And the way that this works is that out of a rate of 100 is your index, like 100 is the maximum amount of searches. That's what 100 means. So it's kind of like a ratio or percentage. Right. But it's not quite a percentage because then you're dealing with, you know what I mean? But it's more of an index. It's not 100 people. It's not 25 people. It's not two people. It's more of just you get the breadth of how many people are really looking this up.
Right.
It was enough to cause a little blip on September 9th. And this is the whole United States. And now this one is Washington, D.C. specifically. And you can see September 9th, 2025 at 11 a.m., Tyler James Robinson had an index of 18. It was pretty high. Right here.
And that's a very specific name to be typing in.
Right. I mean, it is very vanilla. I mean, like Tyler, it's like, fuck. You know what I mean? It's not a very unique name. Tyler True. James Robinson. But
and keep in mind here, folks, this is before the event. If it was afterwards, I would expect to see a trend.
Right.
So this is beforehand, in case you missed that part earlier. But check this out. This is all beforehand.
This is Huntsville, Alabama. And I was asking myself, why is he choosing Huntsville, Alabama? And it's because there is an FBI headquarters there, or like a there's an FBI base there. There's an army base there. And I might be butchering the names, so sorry, but it's a home to the FBI and it's home to the U.S. Army. Okay.
Right.
So you had a spike in Huntsville, Alabama, September 9th at 4 p.m. Charlie Kirk was murdered on September 10th. So why are you getting these spikes in Washington, D.C., in Huntsville, Alabama? Did he find them in other areas? I don't know. I don't know, because usually on Google Trends, that it will give you an entire map of the United States.
Oh, okay.
And the area is covered in blue. So let me see if I can actually just do this live for you guys, because like the bluer the map is, the more dense the search is. I'm sorry, I'm just here. Get this shit.
And what's even more strange is that they're being erased after the fact, which we just talked about. Like that,
right.
that gets my eyebrow more raised than this, because I'm like, all right, I mean, for it to be erased, and you know, I don't know if they use the Wayback playback machine, whatever it's called, but
yeah. So see right here, the search term is NFL. If I want to get more specific, I can put Seattle Seahawks, right? Past 12 months for the entire United States, you see this is the index chart. And it starts peaking around September because that's when NFL season starts. You scroll down here and see this map. This is your interest by subregion. So the bluer it gets, the higher the index. So you'll see Washington State has the highest index, 100, yep. Because Seattle makes is sense. In Washington.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right? So my question is, did Baron Coleman only see Washington, D.C. and Alabama as those two states? Like, I want to see the data. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a data guy. Right. I want to see where else was this trending? So he didn't show that. So that's one thing that he could work on, I guess.
Yes, work on that, mister.
The next thing. So this is Derek Maxfield. Now, I don't know if you remember, but there was that plane. It was that N888KG. That was like the model number. That was like the registration number for this plane that disabled the radar transponder during the flight. And it took off moments before Charlie Kirk, or moments after Charlie Kirk was assassinated. I think it landed and there it moments before.
In right Arizona? And landed in Arizona, you were saying?
Yeah. So yeah. It belongs to this guy here, Derek Maxfield. He went to like Facebook or whatever this is. He said that, yeah, this was my plane. Shalane and I join our community, blah, 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 blah. Yesterday at approximately 1:20 p.m. Mountain Time, a private aircraft owned by one of our companies with tail number N888KG departed from the Provo Airport for Page, Arizona, pursuant to his rescheduled flight plan. Occupants at the takeoff included two pilots and no passengers. It arrived at the Arizona airport, the Page, Arizona airport, at approximately 1:55. And upon arrival, I, Derek Maxfield, boarded the plane and yeah, blah, blah, blah. So you guys get it, right? So Coleman searched Derek Maxfield. And there was a hit. There was a hit in Washington, D.C. on September 7th at 1 p.m. Oh. But look at the amount of time.
Before the incident.
Right. Yeah. So like September 7th all the way to September 12th, nothing. There was no Derek Maxfield, but there was a blip
on
September 7th, right? And then we look in Huntsville, September 9th, the day before Charlie Kirk was killed. There's a hit. There's a massive spike, right? That's like 82 on the index. That's in Huntsville, Alabama, for Derek
Maxfield. What was the date for that? The 9th?
Yeah, the day before.
Yep.
And then we look at N88K or N888KG, the model or the tail number, or whatever for
tail,
the plane.
The tail number. Yep.
So that shows up September 9th, the day before the shooting as well, at a 29 index. And then that was in Utah. And then in Arizona, it shows up on September 8th. So, I mean, these are like the day before, days before. We're having these searches, and then look, this like flat line up until day of the event, September 10th.
Hmm.
Right. And I guess like flat line is only a day, 24 hours, whatever. I mean, right. You can make the argument, well, it's only a day, right? If it's the day before, it's only a matter of hours.
But it's a day before an assassination took place. So,
right.
For
these, what I would say is like, okay, well, that's the last 7 days. Let's see the last 7 months. You know, right. Is there a blip throughout the 7 months, right? Now we're talking, right. We want to broaden this picture out and see like, okay, does this happen all the time, or was this just a once in a lifetime type of thing? So that's the only kind of downfall that I saw in that data is like, the sample size is only 7 days, bro. You got to show like a long history to make sure it's not a trend. Right? So let me check on the chat here. What do you guys think? Yeah, I just made a comment. So,
someone said, "Did you see that they deleted old Charlie Kirk footage from his YouTube page?"
Oh.
So I haven't heard it. I haven't heard anything about that. So I'll have to look into that. But you know,
right?
And then Bob, things are going to be deleted. Things are going to be moved around. It's going to be like a Mandela effect on this soon. Being like Charlie was spelled EY instead of IE, you know, they just want to fuck with us. They're good at it because we fall for it, you know.
Yeah. And then Bob Smith was talking about places don't matter because everyone has a VPN. And yes, I totally agree. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Like the location is like whatever because how are you going to verify that without the actual device and the true IP address and maybe the device ID, right? But it does indicate that a search happened somewhere in the world, like a search happened enough to cause an index in this Google Trends algorithm. So that's odd.
To spike. Yeah, that is odd. And then to have it erased.
Right. Yeah.
That's I'm still more on that, being like, that's to me is more odd.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't surprise me that that happened because we know who we're dealing with. It surprises me that they're very blatantly just erasing it after the fact, which to me would get more eyes on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, versus if you just said there's a blip, okay, there's a blip. We don't know, you know, whatever. Could be the time difference. Who knows? Like you said, they only giving us 7 days. But when you're erasing it after the fact, that gets me going like, oh, so you really don't want people to see this shit. You
right. Know? Well, and remember, so Tyler James Robinson. So if we look at the United States, we had a blip on or a spike, mini spike on September 9th. Right. But if I look up Tyler James Robinson now. So this is real time on Google Trends. I typed in Tyler James Robinson, United States past 12 months. I don't see anything on September 9th. I see September 7th. Oh, wait, this is August. Here, let me go last. But like, look at all these little mini bumps. Look, I got an index of 3 back in January 19th through the 25th. 2025, December 2024, right? Like, what's this? What is that all about?
Well, you know, they're setting it up. They're like, let's find a really catchy name to use because it always has to have three names. You know, the middle name has to be prevalent.
So here's last 90 days. So see how September 9th is at 0. It's just gone.
Yeah.
So they've deleted that. Here I can maybe zooming in a little bit, but yeah, it's gone. September, it only shows up on September
11th, 12th, the next day.
100%. So, or 100 index, whatever. So it is one of those things where you do have to kind of, they will delete some of this stuff, I guess. They don't want
which
it
gets us, which gets people more invested into why. Like we're sitting there going like, why are you doing this? So like I said, I'm more interested. What caught my attention and raised my eyebrows was not the actual the data showing that it bleeped. It's the you went in there and took it out. And who has that power to do that?
Right.
You know, that's what I mean.
Yep. Is here's the
CIA,
another one.
CIA going into Google. I mean, they're all owned.
Oh, for sure, Google dude. Yeah.
Hey, man, we like you to erase this shit. Okay.
But it's like, why would you wait to do this? You know, do it like you'd use it and then delete it or not even have it track. You know what I mean? Like if you own Google Trends, don't even trend yourself.
No. Well, that's it, right?
So here's the Losee Center, Washington, D.C. You had a hit on September 8th, 2 days before the shooting. Let's see. The address where the Mauser 98, this one was strange. So this is very specific. 683 West 925 South Street was searched in D.C. almost 2 months to the day before the assassination. And this was in D.C.
And explain to me that search. What is that?
This is where the gun was found. So remember when the FBI said that they found the Mauser 98 in the woods?
In the woods?
Wrapped in a towel?
Okay.
Yeah, this is the address where they found it. And you have a search for this
like 3 months before.
Yeah, it was exactly almost to the month, 2 months before, because it happened. This search was on July 11th, 2025. Charlie Kirk was killed on September 10th. So, I mean, you're looking at exactly almost 2 months and then nothing, literally nothing. He has this search for the last 90 days. There's only one blip in the District of Columbia. And it's in July, right?
Damn.
You have George Hodgkin Zinn or Hodgkinson Zinn had the peak in July on July 21st. There's several other peaks. But yeah, so
But that might be people searching Haagen-Dazs. Just saying, that's Greg.
That's true.
They didn't get his name right. They're like Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah.
Is it made with rear dairy or not? You know. But again, what's the date for that? July again?
Yeah. So that's July 21st. And what Baron Coleman has pointed out is like there's a lot of stuff happening in July of 2025. Like, it's all out of the District of Columbia. You have George Zinn. You have the location of the Mauser at 98. You have all of these searches happening around July. So like 2 months before this happens. And that's why he's saying this all seems to be kind of planned, because you have all these searches happening and you're going to be performing these searches to get your ducks in a row. So that way you have your plan set, right?
What do you find stranger? The search trend the day before or months before, or either or? What do you find is stranger?
So, I don't know. Honestly, like, the months before is very strange. Like, why would the address where the gun was located have a search beforehand at all?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like, the day before is weird and creepy.
Unless the house went up for sale, maybe?
I don't know.
But, like, why just one day, you know?
Yeah.
So the hospital, like it was shown in that video, that was trending.
What about the Dairy Queen?
I don't know, because that came out of Candace Owens. That wasn't like something that the FBI showed. So Coleman did some searches on like Lance Twiggs, that showed up, and the whole Lance Twiggs things is just weird. Like, he's nowhere to be seen. Like, why isn't he being investigated? Why is he not in trouble? Someone said it in the comments, like, wasn't he harboring a fugitive? Like, I don't know.
Because that's the answer. Because.
Right. Timpanogos Regional Hospital, very specific hospital.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Multiple blips. You had one back in July 16th and then several before that. But, I mean, it's a hospital, so this kind of makes sense. But, like, look at the gap. After July 16th to September 10th, and it's a small little bump.
Yeah.
So this one didn't really catch my drift. I mean, I'm like, okay, it's a hospital. People could just look up the hospital. You know what I mean? They want to know stuff about it.
And is this mainly searched in DC? Most of these searches are in DC.
Yeah. So he focuses on DC, Huntsville, and then now it's getting into Israel. So the Deirdre Amaro, the chief medical examiner of Utah, who was appointed in 2024, that spiked on June 30th, 2025 in Israel. And the chief medical examiner is the one who performs the autopsy, writes on the death certificate how Charlie Kirk died, right? So you'd want to know maybe who you're dealing with here, right? But so he found a spike in Israel, but nowhere else on June 30th. So, like, why is Israel or somebody with an IP address of Israel making it look like this is being searched in Israel? You know what I mean? Like, that's another way to think about this, is because
that's what I mean, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, are they trying to put it on Israel?
Exactly.
Maybe this is the one time Israel's not involved. The Mossad is like, hey, this is on you guys. Don't blame us.
Well, you know, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and there's an Andrew Tate, however you feel about that guy, I think is a complete douche. But I did share a video in Telegram where he did bring up something about why is Israel performing this genocide so openly, right? All the Palestinians.
I saw that video. Right? I did see that video. Yeah, it made a good point. I'm like, you can't argue with that.
So let's watch that really quick, because it does have to do with maybe some of this, what's going on, because you have to ask, like, why is all of this anti-Semitism now? And why is it such in focus? Why is President Trump writing executive orders for it? Why is the IHRA definition getting so broadly applied everywhere?
You know,
right?
Why did Trump say you need to pardon this guy? You know,
right? Like, and so yet, this is
BB, yet not. It's just weird.
And this is Andrew Tate. I am not saying like I agree with this guy at all, but like this is just a point that he made, and I'm like, this is an interesting perspective. Okay, this
no,
is
it
an
is.
Interesting
it
way
is.
To think about things. Here we go.
Hey, this country's.
So let's play this here.
Hey, this country's called. Bro, I'm gonna go straight to jail. Let's imagine there was a country which was currently committing a genocide. But why are they committing the genocide so publicly? Because this country, let's say, had complete control and blockade of its enemy for a very long time. Why wouldn't they just make them all infertile by poisoning the food supplies? That'd be very easy and nobody would know. Why wouldn't they just poison them slowly? Why wouldn't they just give them all turbo cancer in the medications that they were given? Why wouldn't they just build out a 10-year plan for the population to slowly decrease and eventually just fade away to nothing? There's no reason why they would have to do a big public execution. Why would they be doing this? That doesn't make sense. If the goal is primarily genocide, then the primary objective would be to be not get, to get caught. The primary objective would be to commit the genocide without anyone finding out about it so that anybody can talk about it. So if the goal is not genocide, what is the goal? Well, the goal is to be deemed and seen as evil. That is their primary objective. Why use, in this fictional country, why would they use military-grade weaponry on children, which is the height of evil incarnate, unless they wanted the entire world to see them as evil? Well, the answer is simple. By doing evil things, by having the entire world turn on them and seeing them as evil, what does it do to their native population? Their native population will sit there and say, well, everyone hates us now, so I guess we got to stick together. Nobody likes us. In fact, now it's more important than ever. If I'm a judge and you get caught, you know.
Now, he's going to say, if you get caught with some stuff, like some child corn, right? Small corn. It's just a way to think of it, you guys. Like,
no, he makes a valid point there.
Right.
Because I've been thinking that as well, being like, why are they making it so obvious to the point where the whole world is hating? And like, I have Jewish clients, or had Jewish clients, you know, when I was training back in the day, and they're like family to me, but they do stick together. And I can see it being like, oh, the whole world's against us. Well, we'll show you. And not being like, well, our leader is a tyrant and a psychopath, where Trump literally just said at something that he was at, he pointed and said, why don't you pardon Mr. Bibi Netanyahu or Netty Yitty, whatever his name is. And I was just like, there it is then, more dick sucking. And I'm just, I don't get the dick sucking, and I don't get the obvious push that Tate's talking about, unless they want the Jewish to come together and say, screw you, you're against us, we're just going to do it our way. Because the world right now is not happy with their government, not necessarily,
right, but like,
not necessarily, yeah. The Jewish people.
Yeah, exactly. And you got to think of like the long game, like from a government standpoint, like what is the long term game,
right,
here? Right. And like the underdog, usually people root for the underdog. Victims, usually people root for victims. So
right.
If the goal is to make yourself look like the victim, or even just be the actual victim,
yep,
then people will feel sorry for you. They'll do more things for you, right? And so it is one of those things where you have to look at, like, why are they doing this so openly and making people question it? And why is it all in the news right now?
Yeah. And I do see a lot of comments and posts about people saying Israel has always played the victim. Always has played the victim. So it's nothing new for them. And I would agree with that to a certain degree as well. But we also have to look at how really the Mossad, which is their version of the CIA, I believe the Mossad, their CIA, is what runs the world. And as we can see, it runs, they own the US, United States of Israel. I mean, Canada, or United States of whatever. It's United States of Israel. Like, you can see, like, they have this allegiance to them because they are all compromised.
Right.
And this is decades of being compromised, right?
Well, and it's like, is that on purpose? Like, do they want people to
exactly.
now see that, right? Because like, why do we know that? Like, why are we being fed that knowledge now? And why are we seeing all this influence, right? So that's the question you got to ask yourself, is like, they only want you to know what they let you know. And like yes. all the data's out there, they can hide it. We've seen them suppress data, right? So why are they allowing this data to get through?
It's a karmic release or retribution. They have to let us know ahead of time. But it's at a point now where I don't understand why, I hate saying MAGA, but that the right side is not seeing that it looks like their government, their president is owned by Israel, unless he turns on them. And I'm waiting for that turn.
Right.
I'm waiting. We're all waiting for if it ever happens. And at this point, I don't think it will. I just think it's to grow more sympathy for Israel within the Israeli people and divide us. My airport here in BC, Kelowna Airport's a small airport. It got hijacked on
what?
Yeah, it got the airport.
The whole airport got hijacked, or just a plane?
I have to, not the plane, but they hijacked. Sorry, I should have restated this. They hijacked the TV screens and the speaker system, and they're playing Hamas audio and images for almost a minute.
Oh,
this happened on Tuesday.
Okay.
You know, and I'm like, out of all the airports, it's a tiny airport. I'm flying out of it tomorrow. But yeah, the way it was written on Instagram was it got hijacked. I'm like, oh my God, I should have just, well, I, you know, it's clickbait. I got you guys to click. Sorry about that. But
Dex says yeah, hijack so the PAs.
They hijacked that, right? And they had that going up. And I was like, holy God. They hijacked the PA system. Yes. Yep. Thank you, Dexter. Not a plane, because I won't be on it.
Well, yeah, hopefully everything's fine there. But I just think that, yeah, it's to cause division amongst everybody, right?
That's what I mean, right? It's just like...
Speaking of planes, I do have just a couple more of these Google searches. This one was interesting, though. So apparently there was another plane that flew very, very low over Orem, Orem, Utah, where UVU is, twice on that day. And this was a U.S. Army type of plane. I forget what it's called here. I think it's a Bombardier Global 6500. And it flew over, like, had two low passes over Orem, Utah on September 10th. And that had a hit. So this...
I get, like, on September 10th?
It was on August. It was on August 8th. And so this is strange. Oh. So this is in Israel. And this was the tail number or the registration number, N1098L. And that had a peak on August 8th. But what's interesting is this guy kind of, he tells the story of what happens. And I haven't heard about this. I remember certain people were leaving comments that are saying, hey, there was another plane that circled around. And this plane,
I heard of it. Yeah,
they were testing, the U.S. Army was testing launching drones off of this plane. And I've seen footage on the, like, by the Charlie Kirk thing, like, where it looks like there's drones flying around, dude.
I did see that as well.
So let's take a listen to this really quick, because he explains the whole story of what happened with that plane, this Bombardier.
That there was a plane, this plane here, a Bombardier Global 6500 with the tail number November 1098 Lima. And on the day Charlie Kirk was died, it made two very interesting flights and deviations from flights. It had booked a flight, or it had flight plans from, I think, New Mexico to Montana, which would take it right near Orem, Utah, the site of the rally. This was not an unusual flight for this plane. But on the day of the shooting, it actually dropped. This plane can go up to 51,000 feet cruising altitude. It's a U.S. spy plane, basically. And on the day of the shooting, it comes all the way down to 203 or 204 feet off the deck, off the ground. And it's flying at nearly stall speed. What? The first time it did that was heading north on its path to Montana. It deviates from its flight plan. It comes down to from 30 to 50,000 feet in the air. It comes all the way down to 204 feet. And it flies within 2 miles of the campus of Utah Valley University. at 204 feet. You know how low that is in the air? 204 feet at nearly stall speed, like 113 knots or 118 knots. I can't remember. This right here says 129 knots.
So think about that. I just have to stop it really quick. If that plane flies low enough to release some drones, think about it, dude.
Yeah.
And then circles back, flies low enough to land the drone. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Right?
That's very slow and that's very low.
Goes back
up. Know.
Right.
Here, I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but I was like, that's slow and low. So,
but here's that same plane. So this is the Bombardier Global 6500 U.S. Army to test launching drones from aircraft. This was January 11th, 2025. So the Army wants to, you know, test launching drones off of them. And that's what they're telling us. They've already done it.
Does it need to be that low to launch the drones? That's pretty low.
That's I don't know. That's a good point. And that's what I don't know.
Is that to stay out of radar? Off radar or turn? It's weird. That's weird. That's really low.
It is very, very low. And that is a good point. Like, I don't think they would have to fly that low to release a drone. Like, why even bring in a plane? Just have a drone fly in from somewhere else, you know? Like, that's very dramatic.
Like, just put it on your neighbor's front porch and set it up and
so here,
go whatever direction you want.
Here's something I bookmarked that shows, Life is Driving is a YouTube live streamer. He had this HD footage and he was filming the entire day. This is something that somebody captured from it, and it clearly looks like a drone, and they play the video in slow motion here. Oh God, hold on. I'm going to just turn that down. So you can see coming in from the left, see that drone or whatever the hell, I mean, bird.
Play it again. Sorry, I'm looking. I'm trying to see where I'm.
So right there, it comes
this
way. It just flies very quickly. And I think that there's more. Hold on.
Hey, be safe.
Here, this is the video. And you can see how fast it goes.
After it's shot, right, it takes there. Off.
See that? So it's you got to wait a couple seconds. And then right there.
Was he killed with a drone, Greg? Is that what you're saying now?
Dude, that's here is they're stopping and starting.
Bro, that's scary.
Right there, you can see it. Zooms in.
Wow.
I mean, that doesn't look like a bird to me.
No.
And it's flying very fast. But they did say that they had drones kind of surveilling and looking at the area, or not surveilling, but like for a camera, you know. I don't know if that's TPUSA drone. I don't know if that's like a media drone. But I mean, this is exactly right when people are running away. This drone just starts shooting up.
It's like, see ya.
Right.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Right. So it's very strange. Here, hold on a second. God, this thing's. Okay. So, and that's where I'm like, okay, well, you have this plane that flew down low twice over Orem right around the same time that, you know, you have the shooting and people are seeing drones, dude. They want to, like, the Army wants to test this plane out for the drone. It's very strange.
Yeah. I just don't know why it has to go that slow and that low.
Exactly.
To do that.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep. It doesn't make sense to me either. So then that was one thing that this Baron Coleman kind of went into. And this other one, just real quick, was this Hunter Kozak. He was the guy who asked the last question to Charlie Kirk.
Oh, God.
About trans mass shootings. And he's progressive content creator, focuses on the housing crisis. So I watched a video of him. He dressed up as a MAGA supporter to infiltrate, quote unquote, whatever he said, and to get in and, like, ask MAGA questions and all this stuff. So there was a search for him. There was a search for him.
And did you see the video of him before Charlie arrived?
Yes, I'm going to play that next. Yeah, I have that right after this.
That's creepy. Again, another thing where I'm like, that's creepy. Like, What are we doing?
So again, you have a search for Hunter Kozak coming from an Israel IP address on August 3rd, 2025. No mention after that, but it's like, why is Israel looking up this young kid's name, right?
Yeah.
But here's that video you were talking about. So this is before Charlie arrives, and you can see Hunter Kozak standing here. And I'm just going to mute this, but he puts his hands on his head like he's in shock or something, right?
Yeah, he's reacting. He's
there.
That's creepy, man.
And so people are
same
like,
reaction he had when Charlie gets shot. So he's rehearsing something.
Yeah, and they're asking, was he sitting there rehearsing? But like, why would you do that in front of everybody? See, that's the same thing he does when he sees Charlie get shot.
Well, you know, Christic actor. He had made sure he showed his emotion. He emulates his feelings of, oh my God, they're actors, Greg.
But people
he wants to get hired on again, so he wanted to practice. The idiot should have practiced at home in the mirror, not there. But anyways.
I don't know. But people are also saying that his father is Stephen Kozak, who is the research and clearance director for the Jimmy Kimmel Live show. I don't know if there's any way to really like confirm that. I mean, Kozak's kind of a unique last name. I don't know.
It does look like his dad, though.
I mean, that's.
I'm just throwing it out
there.
That
is a thick neck, bro. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like that, Hunter Kozak appeared on 60 Minutes with the other MAGA guy who is like freaking out. And so it's like these two guys
keep
get
in mind.
Out.
Yeah. Keep in mind, it's 60 Minutes too, right? You have to always remember these legacy media outlets having people on. I'm just like, sorry.
Right.
I take it with a grain of salt. I have to.
Exactly.
I take everything with a grain of salt.
There's only two other things that I want to mention as far as the trends. And then I just want to play one last video because this was a video footage of a photographer that Baron Coleman brought up. And I have never seen this angle before, brand new footage, and it blew my mind. I mean, I was like, wow, he's capturing all this detail. And this photographer, he actually, in this latest episode, goes to the photographer's website, and the photographer has crystal clear photos of the entire audience. Like, he's sitting there documenting the entire audience. So if anybody wants to dig into that, you could go to the photographer. I don't think I have his name, so I'll have to get that on the next episode. Maybe that's a tease for the next one.
Andrew Callahan?
Something. I don't know.
Dexter just put something in the chat here. So
it might be. Yeah, if anybody has it, they can leave a comment. But go to his website. You can see, at least from what Coleman showed, all of his pictures were still up. But the last two trends were the Sorensen Center, because Coleman has this angle where he tries to show everybody that a shot or something came from the Sorensen Center, not the Lucy Center. And he's explaining it. He's doing a very good job. He's like, the Sorensen Center is higher than the Lucy Center. So you can see, you can have somebody up on the Sorensen Center kind of checking on, on the Lucy Center, checking on the Sorensen Center. You have all these checks and balances, and then the shot comes from a building where obviously you don't want all the attention to come from. You want the Lucy Center to be the Patsy building.
Right.
So there were searches from Israel and Washington, D.C. on August 28th. And then the Rode wireless go-to microphone that Charlie Kirk was using. There was a spike on July 28th in Israel as well. It's just IP addresses, location. Doesn't matter to me because you could fake that real easy, dude. Just plug in an IP address, use a VPN, change your IP address location, and you can make Google Trends look like whatever you want it to. So, but check out this video. This is the last video. This is like 3 minutes and 15 seconds. So check this out. This is pretty good. Oh, I got to turn this up.
Roll the video footage and I'll show you.
Let me restart it.
Up here on the left, I don't know if you can see my mouse over here, my cursor, but this is a guy. And I'll roll the video footage and I'll show you. It looks suspicious. It may not be, but it looks suspicious. He's focused right now, as you can tell, on these cars behind the stage or the people behind the stage. And I'm pointing that out for two reasons. One is it's weird. particularly in light of what he's about to do. And the second reason is because those pictures don't exist. Notice he's zoomed in here. His zoom is way out. I'll even, let me do this. Let me go and make him bigger. See how zoomed in he is? Look at that. Look at that. Zoom lens way out. His hand here is on the trigger. See that right there? He's doing something back there. I don't know what they were doing behind the stage, but he was looking at it. His press pass here is white. I'll make this quick because I've already done it, and I don't want to bore the people who are return listeners.
This is crazy, dude. Watch this.
So we scroll forward just a few. And now look, the camera goes down. He's done looking behind the screen. The camera goes down. He's no longer looking behind the screen. Boom, camera down. Now we go over here. Now watch what he does. Keep your eye on Mysterious Photographer. After he's done, I'll go back to the beginning. He's looking behind the stage. Camera goes down, sees whatever he wanted to see back there, got the pictures, whatever it was. Now, for some reason, he leans in and looks under the stage. Now, maybe he's just looking for his next shot. He might just be looking for his next shot. Should I get a shot under the tent? I mean, when I say shot, I mean photography, not anything nefarious. But he looks under the tent. After he looks under the tent, I'll scroll forward just a little bit more. We lose sight of him for just a second. But after he looks under the tent, that's when Frank Turek turns to face Charlie. And my guy over here, you'll notice him. I'll zoom him in. Mysterious Photographer. I know his name now. I'll show you in just a second. But he now is standing staring across the way. And watch what he does with his lanyard here. For some reason, he's looking across the way, and he just reaches down and flips his lanyard from white to black. Maybe.
Huh. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So he flips his lanyard from white to black, and he shows this in a previous video, and exactly right after he does that, Charlie Kirk touches his nose, Frank Turek itches the side of his face, and then Homeboy steps up and does the swipe down, and then boom. Yeah.
That tells me this was coordinated to fake it, to get him out of there, put him in the tunnel, get him out, either to put him in witness protection or to do whatever they're doing to us. Because these are all signals, even the video we showed from the same angle of the guy in the front doing 5, 4, 3, two, and then swiping.
Right.
So that's interesting.
But like this photographer, he identifies his name in his episode. So everybody can go watch Baron Coleman's latest episode that he has out as of 2 days ago. Today's the 17th. So he goes through this guy's website. He has very high def, awesome photos. But like he said, he was pointed this way, like to the back of Charlie Kirk, where there was like, a couple cars back there, all this stuff. I actually have a video of a trunk opening back behind Charlie Kirk.
I saw that too.
Right?
I saw that too.
But he says after the shot rings out, everybody ducks down and he looks over to the Sorensen building. He looks over this way. And he points out in one of his other videos, there's several other people, like one guy is pointing up to the Sorensen building. He's not pointing to the Lucy Center. He's like, up there. And people are looking up at the building like, what was up there? So he breaks this down and he has a hypothesis that the real shooter used some sort of subsonic or whatever the term is, like a bullet that did not have as much impact to penetrate his neck and stay in his body. And he was on a different building. So it's very kind of trippy, but like I'm kind of following what he's saying and I kind of agree with him.
Yeah, no, I can see it. Because when you add it into how everyone else is reacting, when you add that into the guy in the front doing a countdown, the guy in the back touching his ear, the guy in the back doing the sleeve, Charlie touching his nose, they're all saying, and if this was faked for whatever reason, they're all saying, this is where we do it. 1, 2, 3, pop off a sound in the distance. Charlie's blood pack goes off. If that's the case, falls over, get him in the fucking tunnel. I don't know, but it's a signal for all of them. And I think Charlie was signaling them too, being like, okay, I'm ready to do this, you know, for whatever reason. And I really don't think he was shot. I think this is all Hollywood for a reason. I'm just hoping it's Hollywood for the reason of he's in witness protection and they're doing this because it's part of the plan, Greg. It's part of the plan.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, I like the optimistic. I'm open to anything now.
Yeah. At this point, I have to be just so I just have to be, just so I can live my life a little bit in happiness, being like, oh,
right.
They're doing some 33 chess moves in the back. 5D,
something.
33
it
chess
has
moves.
To be
something,
33.
It has to be something.
Yeah. So yeah. Here's the video I was talking about that actually shows the trunk opening in the back. So check this out. Let's mute this. It's just music. So right behind Charlie Kirk, moments before he gets shot, this trunk opens right behind him. It's like this car trunk springs open. And I'm like wondering, is that photographer taking shots of this?
He's facing that way. Pointed in that direction.
Right.
I'd like to know, and Dexter would know this if he's still in the chat, what kind of lens he was using. Because that was a very big lens to be shooting something that close.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a 70 to 200 lens would probably be too close for that. But he has a very long extended zoom lens on it. But then he puts it away, flips over his lanyard, and is looking the other direction. So,
yeah, that's a huge lens. That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
Takes really
a 70
really
to 200 good. Lens is bigger than that. We've used that before in film. So I'm not sure what kind of lens that is.
Hmm.
You know, it's not a 70 to 200, which you would use for long distance.
Well, the pictures on his website are very high def. And the guy's like, you can see people's pimples with this thing. Like, you can count Charlie Kirk's freaking eyebrow hairs. You can see stuff his teeth. Like, there's the level of detail. So I'm saying, like, if people really want to dive into the crowd and what's going on and different people, he has photos from the other side, you know, taking photos of
shooting photography. Yep.
Yeah. So I'm just saying it's something worth digging into. I'll have to find out the guy's name. If you guys know it, just leave it in the chat or you
and
guys
we'll bring
just
him on the show and we'll grill him and ask him, Mister, what were you doing?
There we go. Yeah. Yeah. So all the world is a stage in the comments says the SUV is a ruse. The SUV had its trunk open for a long time. They are misrepresenting the SUV issue on purpose. All that stuff. So
perhaps for sure. Listen, all of this is misleading. All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Every single bit of it. I don't even know if there's any of the truth in there at all. Like, I actually feel this is just all, as I would say, malarkey.
Right, just a distraction from the whole digital ID thing.
Something, listen, they're going to do it to get her in place with Vance if Trump has to drop out because of health issues, the digital ID. Like, they plan this for decades and decades and decades. And as you can see, they're searching stuff, not just the day before, but months before stuff.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah, I think that's pretty much all I had today, you guys. So, I mean, we're going to call it a wraps. We didn't really get into the Erica Kirk breakdown, but damn, dude, we have to do that because, like, she is clearly acting. She was not crying at all. There were no tears. And there was an excellent breakdown of, like, a psychological analysis of Erica Kirk and...
Yeah, it's on the Telegram account. You know, I watched it, and she's on point with everything.
Yep.
And I've been in film, I've worked with actors before, but you don't even have to be an acting coach to realize that was bad.
It was bad, man. It was very, very bad.
Bad.
So everybody,
very bad.
Like the episode, share it, subscribe, you know, get on Apple, get on Spotify, leave a comment, leave a rating on there too. It really helps throughout this experience here. Also, get on Telegram. That's where we put all of this evidence. That's where we share all of our stuff. So if you have anything spicy you want us to talk about on the show, get on Telegram, share it. All right.
Flex, spicy dicey.
You stay safe in Canada. Have a safe Halloween on your trip there.
Yes, I'm on my trip. I leave tomorrow. I come back on the 28th, and I'm going to scare some bitches,
right,
as we always do.
Woo-hoo! Well, I will probably be doing a solo show. I'm going to be on some podcasts here and there, too. So I will let everybody know on Telegram and wherever I can. So everybody, until next time, stay steamy.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. projects. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save